everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. This is the place to come when you want to have some fun. My name is Rebecca. What is a bully? Is it only someone who pushes other people around? Well, over the last couple of years, I've gone to many different schools, and sometimes I hear students say unkind things to their friends, like, "You're ugly. You're fat. You aren't pretty enough." Now, these may just sound like words, but in my opinion, these words have impact, and it's also a form of bullying. Well, today we are continuing the conversation between Tony and Paul about bullying in a lesson called, What is a Bully? And I would like you to try to answer this question. What can feel worse than a single mean action? What can feel worse than a single mean action? Friends, open up your magazines to today's lesson, and let's begin. Come with me. What is a bully?
Well, the things I say aren't bad compared to what other kids do. Did you see Sam push Bill halfway down the stairs this morning?
Yeah, that was bad. But that doesn't excuse the mean things you say. Continual teasing can feel even worse than a single mean action.
Look, this is just the way kids at our school treat each other. Do you remember the way Sam made fun of me last year? I learned to live with it. And so can Bill.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 首先我们看 continual 这个形容词。Continual 是指频频的、频繁的或者是再三的，通常都是指令人不快的事情。例如 Howard's continual tantrums at the office have already concerned his supervisor. Howard 在办公室频频的大发脾气已经让上司感到很担忧。或者是 the continual quarrels between the couple really hurt their kids.这对夫妻间频繁的争吵让他们的孩子受到了伤害。Continual 跟 continuous, C-O-N-T-I-N-U-O-U-S 的不同是 continual 是指常常发生的，但是 continuous 是指持续不断的。例如 the continuous rain has caused flooding in many areas. 持续性的下雨造成许多地区淹水。继续我们看的是 make fun of 这个成语。Make fun of someone or something 是指嘲笑某人或某件事。例如 Jake's classmates made fun of him because he fell off his chair. Jake 因为从椅子上摔下来，所以同学们取笑他。或者是 It's very impolite to make fun of other shortcomings. 嘲笑别人的缺点是非常没有礼貌的。或者是 The comedian was criticized because he made fun of Asians. 这位喜剧演员因为嘲弄亚洲人而被批评。 All right, so Tony starts us off with this conversation. He says, well, the things I say aren't bad compared to what other kids do. Now, we want to take a look at this word compared to. Now, when do you use the words compared to? Well, you can use this phrase when you want to look at the differences between two or more things. So you're comparing one thing to something else.
Exactly. So this is a great phrase to know. For example, this steakhouse's food is good and it's cheap compared to that one. So that one is more expensive. This one is cheap. It might be a little expensive, but it's cheap compared to the other one. Or perhaps today is cold, but it's nothing compared to last week. Last week was freezing.
That's right. So that's how you can use this phrase compared to. Well, let's continue on. Tony says, did you see Sam push Bill halfway down the stairs this morning? That sounds very mean.
Yeah, that sounds dreadful. Really mean. that's what most people think of when they think of bullying, is that physical kind of bullying. Hitting somebody, shoving somebody, pushing them halfway down the stairs. Never do that. If you're watching or listening, don't do that.
Yes, please don't. Paul says, yeah, that was bad, but that doesn't excuse the mean things you say. Continual teasing can feel even worse than a single mean action.
Right. And that's the idea. I agree with this. What Paul is saying is that it's worse when people keep teasing you and keep doing mean things to you. That's worse than just one time, right?
And that is the answer to the question I asked earlier. What can feel worse than a single mean action? And the answer is...
That's right. Continual teasing can feel worse than a single mean action. So, Tony, what I have to say to you is don't compare your actions with somebody else's. Think about what you are doing. Is it okay or is it not okay?
Have you ever seen someone pushing someone else around?
I have.
Yeah. What does it make you want to do?
Well, a couple of things, you know, makes me feel a couple of things. Maybe how can I help that person and maybe defend that person? But another feeling also comes up. I think, well, you know, who else is watching and how influential are these people? You know, maybe they'll start picking on me too, or maybe it'll get really violent if I try to break up the fight or say something. So a lot of feelings can come up in a moment like that.
Because I'm not really sure I like Tony's attitude here.
Right.
He says, look, this is just the way kids at our school treat each other. So I guess based upon that comment, if you see somebody pushing your friend around or saying unkind things, you can just say, oh, that's just the way we do things.
Oh, my goodness. That happens on, you know, not just in a school, but like on a bus ride to the school and the school bus. There's a lot of different scenarios or places where bullying might take place. Well, we continue here. Do you remember the way Sam made fun of me last year? Okay, so here Tony goes again, comparing one situation to another. He says that Sam made fun of him last year. Well, you know what, Rebecca? I don't care how else people treated Tony, but maybe Tony should go against the flow.
Ah, I like that phrase, and let's talk about it, to go against the flow. This just means that you do or say the opposite of what most people are doing or saying. You go against the flow.
And we usually use this phrase to encourage people to do something good when others around you are doing something bad. We wouldn't say, everyone's doing something good, you can go against the flow and do something bad. No, you encourage others to do something good. Go against the flow. Don't gossip along with everybody else. Go against the flow.
So, just because this is just the way that everyone treats the kids at Tony's school does not mean that Tony has to treat Bill in the same way, right? Mm-hmm. He can go against the flow.
Right, but Tony continues here. He's not finished with his line. He says, I learned to live with it, and so can Bill. Tony. Okay, well, maybe he did learn to live with it, but maybe that's not a good thing. Maybe he should have done something about it. But what does it mean to live with something?
Well, when you learn to live with something, and this usually is said when there's something negative that's happened and you've come to accept it as being okay.
Right. For example, you know, we all have our pasts and problems. We all have to learn to live with our pasts, right? Or Bobby didn't go to the hospital. He did not go to therapy. Instead, he just chose to live with the pain. That's not a good idea.
No, that's not a good idea, because if he would go to the doctor, maybe he can find some sort of help that he needs.
Mm-hmm.
Well, right now it's time for us to learn something new in the
InfoCloud.
Hi, friends. Welcome to InfoCloud. When I was growing up, I learned a lot of rhymes. Some rhymes were just for fun, others were educational, and some rhymes had a very specific purpose.
I remember one rhyme that has a very specific purpose. You might hear a child say it to someone who is teasing them. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me.
This little saying has been around for a long time, more than 150 years, and simply means that the unkind words you say don't bother me.
Right. The first part of the rhyme admits that physical things might hurt them, like being hit with sticks and stones, but that words won't cause any damage.
While this rhyme might seem like a clever response to being teased, it's actually not true. Words can do a lot of damage. Even if we can't see any physical marks, unkind words can leave very deep emotional scars. So it's important to think before we speak and make sure the words we use are kind words.
朋友们, 不晓得你在面对别人的言语攻击的时候会做出什么样的回应呢? 有一种说法在西方很常听到, 那就是 Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. 棍子和石头或许会伤害我的筋骨, 但是你的言语绝对不会伤害我的。 这是小孩子比较常说的一句惯用语, 用来回应用言语霸凌他们的小孩。这一句话有一点长哦，我们再说一次。 Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. 不过我们都知道言语的杀伤力是很大的，所以说这句话其实是故作坚强的。这就是今天的InfoCloud，我们下次我们再见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about bullying. So, what is a bully? Is a bully only somebody that pushes other people around? Or can a bully also be someone who uses their words to hurt other people? This is something that we have been discussing in our lesson. Well, friends, we have more to learn about this conversation or about this topic in this conversation, so let's continue now.
What is a bully?
Yes, but I'm sure you still remember how much that whole thing hurt. Why would you want to make someone else go through the same thing?
Do you really think my post hurt Bill that much?
Maybe not by itself, but the constant bullying is certainly hurting him. This sort of thing can affect people's grades and their emotional health.
I'm still not totally convinced that what I posted about Bill was that bad. But maybe I won't post anything else about him this week.
Alright, 接下来我们看 affect 这个动词 F-E-C-T 这个字根有做或者是实行的意思。 所以 affect 是指影响, 例如 the stress Richard felt at work seriously affected his health, Richard 在工作上的压力严重到影响到他的健康, 或者是 the economic recession has affected every household in the country, 经济萧条对这个国家的每个家庭都造成了影响。 affect 也可以指疾病的侵袭或感染, 例如 this disease affects mainly young children, 这种疾病主要侵袭的对象是幼童。 所以我们看的是 emotional 这个形容词，我们看到这个字里面有 emotion 情绪这个名词，所以 emotional 在这里是指情绪上的或者是情感上的。例如 bonding with parents is crucial for a child's emotional development， 和父母亲建立关系对孩子的情绪发展是非常重要的。emotional 也可以指情绪激动的，例如 the father of the bride got very emotional during his speech。 新娘的父亲在致辞的时候情绪变得很激动。And now let's get back to our teachers. Now, Paul responds to what Tony just said. He says, yes, but I'm sure you still remember how much that whole thing hurt. So just to remind you what happened, so basically Tony had said, well, he had learned to live with the fact that Sam was bullying him or making fun of him, right? And Paul is saying, but wait a minute, I'm sure you still remember it hurt.
Exactly. At the time, Tony was actually feeling hurt because it was something harmful that was done to him. And Paul wants to tell Tony, I think this is good, he wants to tell Tony, those feelings you had at the time are real, they're legitimate, and you need to think about that. Don't just be okay with it, not just live with it. We continue on here. Why would you want to make someone else go through the same thing? Now, what does it mean to go through something?
Well, if you go through something, the way it's used in our lesson means that you experience something, and usually it's something negative or something that really hurts.
Sure. So, for example, maybe someone has cancer and they had to go through chemotherapy. We can use this phrase to talk about operations or surgeries like that. They had to go through an operation. Or we could use it in another way. Our company has gone through a lot of changes over the years. Now, that's not necessarily negative. It could include good changes and bad changes. We've just gone through a lot over the years.
And Tony asks another really good question. Do you really think my post hurt Bill that much? I think for the first time, maybe he's actually thinking about whether or not his post really hurt Bill.
Yeah, and maybe it's because he's thinking about what happened to him the previous year and remembering how much it hurt. And now he thinks, oh, do you think that I've hurt Bill that much? Well, Paul says maybe not by itself, but the constant bullying is certainly hurting him. It's like what we learned earlier. Continual teasing can feel even worse than a single mean action.
And we read, this sort of thing can affect people's grades and their emotional health. I do agree with that. When you have people teasing you constantly, eventually it is going to affect how you feel about yourself, and it's going to affect how you interact with people, and it will affect your grades.
So, Rebecca, do you think that maybe bullying, something like this, could actually mess with someone's mind and the way they think about life?
Oh, you bet. And I really like that phrase. I'm glad that you brought it up. What does it mean to mess with someone's mind? This just means that you cause someone to feel really confused.
That's right. So different things can mess with our minds, right? A bully and the way that people treat you can mess with your mind if it's really mean, and the way people manipulate sometimes. Other things can mess with your mind too. You've all heard that drugs can mess with your mind. Really serious drugs can really mess with your mind. And in a fun way, if you go to a magic show, sometimes those magic tricks can also mess with your mind. You wonder how it's done.
Right. But at least with the magic tricks, that's just fun.
Right.
That's a fun way of messing with your mind. So we just encourage you all to just be very careful about what you say. If you tell your friends that they're ugly or they're stupid, they're dumb, that is going to mess with their minds. So
right.
Just don't do it.
Especially if they keep hearing those kinds of words over and over again. But even once is not good. So friends, let's continue. Tony says, I'm still not totally convinced that what I posted about Bill was that bad. Well, he's not convinced. What does that word mean?
Now, you see this word convinced, and it can be used in many different ways. You can use this word when you're talking about how you want to convince someone to do something, meaning that you want them to basically think the same way that you think. But in our lesson, to be convinced means that you are certain about something.
For example, I wrote down an example about tea and coffee. You know, Rebecca seems to think that tea is better than coffee, but I'm not convinced that tea is actually better than coffee.
That is an excellent example. However, I am very convinced that tea is better than coffee. It doesn't make your breath smell.
Okay. Well, excellent. We can continue to disagree about that.
Mm-hmm.
But Tony finishes his line here. Maybe I won't post anything else about him this week. Well, how kind of you, Tony. All right, friends, right now, it is time for something different. Let's end today's show with something special right now. All right, friends, right now it is time for us to play a game. Of course, this game is called Test Your Teacher. And our guests today are all the way from...
Guanghua Junior High School!
Thank you for joining us all the way from Tainan's Guanghua Junior High School. Okay, so in their hands they're holding some words from today's lesson. Mm-hmm. They're going to describe these words. This is a great way for you to practice describing something for somebody. So friends, see if you can guess these words before Rebecca and I do. Let's see what our team names are. Rebecca, do you mm-hmm. want to start?
Yes, my team name is...
Bumblebee!
We're the Bumblebees.
Bumblebee. Okay, mm-hmm. very good. And my team name is...
Megatron!
Megatron. Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Both of those are characters from the Transformers movies. Very nice. Okay. Well, let's see who's going to win, Rebecca.
Oh, of course, I'm going to win.
Right. All right. Well, we're both going to guess for all of your words. Friends, again, see if you can guess the words as fast as possible. All right. We will start with Megatron.
Okay.
Are you guys ready? On the count of three, Cindy, you're going to begin. Here we go. One, two, three.
Opposite of good.
Bad.
I think that was me.
Okay, we'll move to that point.
Yes. Okay.
One point for each.
Over here?
Mm-hmm.
365 days.
A day. A year. Yes.
Okay. 2 points for Rebecca.
7 days.
A week. Okay. Mm-hmm. Are you counting? Okay.
Yep.
To make jokes or laugh.
To make fun of somebody.
Bully. Not to make fun of. Aid unkindly or purposely.
Bully.
Tease.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right.
Unkind.
Unkind.
Mean.
Yes.
Right? Oh. Mm-hmm. That mean. Very good.
Yes. Advice for to education for
school.
Yes.
Yes.
Not
okay,
bad.
4 points.
Use your hand to move something forward.
Push.
Yes.
Right? Oh, good.
Oh, wow.
Genius.
The condition of the person's body.
Health.
Yeah.
Yes, 5 points.
The opposite of different.
The same?
Yes.
Oh.
All right.
Through experience or through being taught.
Education.
No.
School.
No.
Teach.
L start to L.
Oh, to learn.
Yeah.
Oh.
To laugh at somebody.
Bully.
No.
To make fun of.
Yes.
Oh, 8 points.
The opposite of forget.
Remember.
Yes.
Yes.
You remembered that one, Rebecca.
Good.
Harm, damage.
Sorry?
Harm, damage.
Harm or damage. Hurt.
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's good.
9 points.
Child.
Child? Kid.
Yes.
Okay, oh. Good.
And time is up. Rebecca, I've got 9 points here on my hand.
We have 7 points.
Oh, very good job, Bumblebee. But I believe Megatron, well, it looks like our team won. Actually, you all did a great job describing mm-hmm. these words. We're very good.
Excellent job.
But friends, that is all the time we have for today. We will see you all next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Goodbye.
A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.